The Harbor's New Country, Kix 95.3. It's Loose Man of the Morning. Welcome to the Kix Morning Show. And as I promised, I have contestants for this weekend's Miss Grace Harbor and Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen Pageant. Well, I have one contestant who's running for Miss Grace Harbor and one who's one of the new Miss Grace Harbor ambassadors. And she's going to tell us a little bit more about that program and what it is. Well, let's start off here with Jordan Lutz. Jordan, hi. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing great. Now, I understand that you're running for Miss Grace Harbor. Is this the first time you've ran?
Yes.
So tell me about the decision or who kind of prodded you and, hey, you should do this.
I've always just been a very shy and kind of introverted person. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get out of my comfort zone in the biggest way possible and do Miss Grace Harbor.
You know, it's so funny because there's been a lot of you this year that are I'm normally just really shy. And now here you are. Now you're on the radio and you're getting up on a stage and you're dancing. You have the opening numbers. Mm-hmm. You got to answer the interview questions. What is the, as a shy person, what is the most nerve-wracking thing for you? Is it the dancing? Is it the singing? Is it the questions?
Personally, on stage, question is probably like what I'm most freaked out about.
Yeah.
Just because you don't know what they're going to ask you.
Yeah.
You so can be for everything else, you're kind of prepared for what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. On stage question, no idea.
Now, you've had practice questions, though, up to this point. What was the weirdest question that you had to answer? Would you say that pops into mind where you just kind of went, think about this for a second?
This one was kind of a loaded question, but it was, in your opinion, what is the biggest, like, issue in Grace Harbor County? And I was like,
Well, that is a loaded question. So what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I was like, next question.
Next.
Next.
That's a hot button issue right there. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to say the right thing. I hear you. You know, isn't it weird, though, when you're in a community and somebody asks you a question directly about the community and you know people in the community, it makes you kind of, I don't know if I want to say anything about that.
Like, I don't want to, like, offend anybody here. Right.
Well, let's talk about the talent portion of the competition. What are you doing for that?
I am singing Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Dream a Little Dream. Mama Cass song, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what prompted you to sing that?
Originally, I was supposed to play the ukulele with my singing.
Yeah.
But then I got a full-time job and did not have time for...
To learn the ukulele?
To learn the ukulele.
Do you normally play the ukulele or
no,
you're going to learn it?
It was just a new thing that we decided to do.
Yeah. And you said you got a full-time job?
Yes.
What do you do?
I am a caregiver.
Oh, okay. Does that have anything to do with your social impact initiative?
Sadly, it does not.
Oh, what's your social impact initiative?
My social impact initiative is Safe From Online Sex Abuse.
Safe From Online Sex Abuse. And what prompted that? What sparked your interest in that?
The internet is constantly growing and I think our youth needs to be educated on the dangers that come with being on the internet at and such a young age.
The thing about the internet is it's so anonymous.
Yeah.
And you don't know who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see it all the time. I watch, what's that show on NBC?
Catfish?
No. What's that show on Dateline NBC? What is it? I think it's Dateline. Chris Hansen. I know. Whenever, if you're talking to Chris Hansen, you're in trouble. That's all I know. All right. Well, hey, good luck to you coming up this weekend. Best of luck. Is there any part of the show that you're really looking forward to?
Opening number.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, I know you can't tell me. It's a big secret. We got to wait. But
you got to wait.
Can't wait to see it. It should be fantastic. All right.
It will be fantastic.
Well, great to meet you. Break a leg, as they say, in the business. Do great. And maybe we'll be talking to you again next week.
Maybe.
All right. You might have a new crown.
Oh, gosh.
Don't know. Maybe. All right. Thanks, Jordan. Good to meet you. Have a great day. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Annie Ritchie, who is one of the ambassadors, the new ambassador program. We'll tell you more about that and how that works. And we'll see how she's enjoying that. Straight ahead.